For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. A major hurdle in the sale of the Pinoleville Trust property was cleared last week. Currently, there are over 800 beneficiaries on record, people who claim to be descended from the Native American men who originally bought the property at the end of the 19th century. About a dozen people currently live there. The Pinoleville Pomo Nation wants to buy most of the land, but a 2002 court order says the property must be subdivided first. And before that happens, all building and zoning violations must be adequately addressed. At their January 22nd meeting, the Board of Supervisors voted 4-1, with Carrie Brown dissenting, to allow the Planning and Building Department to oversee the work and to take it over if the tribe doesn't do it within 2 years. I sat down with two leaders of the Pinoleville Pomo Nation to find out what they had to say about the history of the property and who they believe belongs there. They brought photocopies of what they identified as the original deed and court documents from the decades-long dispute about that very question.
My name is Leona Louise Williams, and I'm the tribal chairperson of Pinoleville Pomo Nation.
And I'm Angela James, vice chair for the Pinoleville Pomo Nation.
And we're here today to talk about the Pinoleville Trust. So let's begin at the beginning. Who bought the property?
The property was purchased by our captains, which was Sam Hale, Napoleon Bonaparte, Jim Reeve, Fuller Williams, and Jack Mace, M-A-C-E. And it was purchased in 1893 by their and for their heirs. They got together, worked, and purchased property over by a Jensen truck stop. And at that time, they were having their ceremonies and their burials, cremation. And the townspeople was kind of disturbing for the townspeople. So they asked if they would exchange property. And then they paid another $10 for the property on Ore Springs Road. There was a court case in 1956 where the judge was asking for the names of the Pinoleville Indians. I believe at that time there were Indians that were appointed as trustees, and they brought in a list of a lot of their families which weren't related to the original trustees, and so that's where a lot of the 800 names that we have now are on that list. But in 1899, the non-native trustees, they managed the land pretty well. They had some rules what they were supposed to follow, and they expelled people from the property, the natives that didn't belong there.
Who, in your view, does belong on the property?
We're purchasing the property because it's always been our property. It's always been the Pinoleville Indians. All the cases that you look at through the court filings, it's the trusteeship for the Pinoleville Indians. And you can't be a Pinoleville Indian unless you're part of the Pinoleville tribe. There were arguments that it was for homeless Indians, which it wasn't purchased for homeless Indians because we have the captains and their duties were to take care of their family, their tribe, which was Pinoleville. And during the time between 1893 up until now, there were people living up there that were not related to the original beneficiaries.
And Ms. James, you said that one of the current issues that's been coming up for the Board of Supervisors and in the court cases is the question of the cemeteries that are on the property. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I know one of the complaints is that Leona Williams wasn't going to allow people to be buried there anymore. And I just wanted to make that clear that that would never happen. There has been burials there it's continued since this court case has opened back up in 1996, and nobody's standing there and stopping anybody from doing that. I know there has been some burials since Neary has been the trustee, and I know that he wasn't contacted, and the burials still continued. One thing that I learned from my grandfather was that you don't mess with the burials.
And what happened in 1996 to kind of bring this back to life again?
In 1996, my father, Smith Williams, came to me and he told me that the cemeteries are going to be sold. And so he sat me down and he told me the whole history of Panolaville coming from his father and his father's father. And so at the end of the day, I was thinking, well, where am I going to get this information? And so I thought, well, maybe I'll start is the courthouse. So I went to the courthouse and started asking around, and they're very helpful. They found the file in the basement and they brought it up. So then reading through the file, everything my dad told me about that property and the history was right in that file. And so that's where we started from in 96. We said, well, it's in a trust for the Panolaville Indians. We are the Panolaville Indians. And so we'll just file to take over the trusteeship. And now we'll be paying for it for the second time. The first time purchased in 1893 was purchased. Now we'll be paying again.
What's next?
I guess the next step would be purchasing the property, cleaning it up, and then we'd be able to subdivide it. That should be happening soon, hopefully by the end of this year.
Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from Panolaville Pomo Nation Chair Leona Williams and Vice Chair Angela James.